Hello, podcast listeners. My sound quality may sound a little different today. I am doing the mom thing. I'm not in my recording studio. I say that loosely. I had to drive my boys to shovel somebody's sidewalk. They have their own lawn care business, and here it is April 3rd. We got 6 inches of snow, so I am sitting in the car while they shovel someone's sidewalk and driveway. Today, I want to talk to you about working as a freelancer. This would be the freelance Felicity personality type. If you haven't taken the work from home mom quiz yet, please head over to the show notes, and there is a link in the show notes so you can see what work from home personality you are. So let's talk about it.
Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey.
Working as a freelancer is probably one of the most difficult yet rewarding things that you will do. Getting clients is tough, especially at the beginning, but once you get a system down that works for you, it gets easier and easier. If you want to get into the freelance world, now is the time to do it. Get out there and start finding clients. As the saying goes, the best time to start was yesterday. The next best time is right now. First of all, let's talk about what is a freelancer. A freelancer is sometimes called gig work. That's G-I-G, gig. It is a professional who, instead of receiving a regular income, receives wages based on one-time projects or gigs they complete. Some examples of freelancing are copywriting, virtual assistant work, social media management, and graphic design and website design. Any freelance business requires a lot of time and commitment to be successful. If you plan to go full-time, you're going to be doing a lot of promotion, especially at the beginning. Getting clients for your freelance business can become a full-time job in itself. While there are many ways to get started, here are some affordable ways to get the word out and find some clients. Number one is to ask for referrals. Your friends, family, and social media network are a great place to start. Ask them if they are interested in the services that you provide or if they know of anybody who might be. You could also ask former colleagues and bosses. Another place you could look is small businesses that you use on a daily basis, such as your hairdresser, your dentist, your doctor, etc. Once you start getting clients, be sure to ask them for referrals. Number two is to launch a website or a blog, especially if this is the type of freelancing that you plan on doing. A blog is a great place to offer value to prospective clients by giving them information relevant to your niche. Be sure to include social media sharing buttons because social media can be another great way to promote your business and build your network. Your website should contain a portfolio of your best work. Be sure the portfolio is easily accessible through an online link or by a PDF file. Regularly update your portfolio with your most current work and be sure you can easily customize it for a client. So what should you include in your portfolio? A clear description of what exactly you do. Try to niche down to fit the job you're trying to get. For example, if you're a freelance writer, try to get specific by saying what kind of freelance writing you do, whether you're a content marketer or an email marketer. You may also want to niche down even more to a particular group of people. For example, you could do freelance writing for Christian moms or for life coaches. Even though niching down seems to be counterproductive, it really does help you find work because you have a specialty that not every freelancer has. Of course, be sure that your portfolio is tailored to meet the requirements of the specific client you're sending it to. Should include pieces that you feel represent your best work while also being relevant to a specific client. Try to briefly describe the results your client was able to obtain when they worked with you. If you're just getting started and don't have a lot in your portfolio yet, create something on your own that maybe isn't for a specific client, but still represents a kind of work that you put out. Also on your website, make sure you include testimonials from happy clients. Ask your clients to provide a 1 or 2 sentence review of the work that you did for them. If you want them to comment about something specific, let them know that too. Another idea is using video testimonials. These are powerful because the client can see and hear the authenticity in the video. Number 3 are cold emails. The dreaded cold email. But still, cold emails are one of the most effective, inexpensive ways to promote your business and get clients. The key is to write them so they get opened and then get a response. Here are some tips for getting better responses from cold emails. Number 1 is to make it about your prospective client. You may be tempted to try to sell yourself in the email, but that would be a mistake. You see, prospects don't really care about you, they care about themselves. So your goal has to be to talk about them. Clearly tell them how you can help make their business better, how you can alleviate some stress for them, and always offer value. Number 2, for emails, the subject line is the most important part of the email. The subject line alone is what determines if your prospect will even open the email or just put it in the trash. Luckily, you can easily track what works and what doesn't. So try a couple of different subject lines and see which one gets the best response. You can also use AI to help you write both subject lines and the body of the email. Number 3, do some research on your target prospects and personalize the email. Just because there's a screen between you and them doesn't mean you shouldn't try to have a quality conversation. Do some basic research on the company you are prospecting and tailor the email accordingly. If you're sending the exact same email to 100 different prospects, your responses will not be very good because people who own businesses get hundreds of emails a day. This may seem like a lot of extra work, but the results will be worth it. Number 4 when it comes to cold emails is to always provide value. If you can't give the prospect an immediate value or demonstrate what the possibilities could be in doing business together, it will be really hard to get to the next step. Cold emailing has been around as long as email itself, and it's not going anywhere. Add some humanity to your emails as well as a ton of value along with a snappy subject line. Do these things and you'll be on your way to a great open rate and tons of new clients. The next thing is networking. Another really effective way of marketing your business is by networking. There are really 2 main types of networking: in-person networking and online networking. In-person networking is exactly what it sounds like. You go to events, trade shows, conferences, your local chamber of commerce, or even door-to-door in your neighborhood. At these events, you will meet people who might make good clients for you. Just remember, this is not the time to ask for a meeting. However, be sure to exchange business cards so you can reach out to them later. Online networking. Of course, social media. The other form of networking is through social media. It doesn't involve you posting on your social media account or trying to get a bunch of new followers. Social media networking is about you finding pages and groups where your clients might hang out. Think about groups like small businesses, women in small businesses, health coaching forums, health and wellness pages. The trick is to figure out where your target clients hang out and then join those groups or follow the pages. Once you've done that, get into the group and look at the comments. It's almost guaranteed that people will be asking questions related to the services you provide. Answer their questions and maybe provide a link to an article on your blog about the subject they're asking about. Just keep giving value and eventually people will start coming to you for help. That's when you sit down and deliver your pitch. Always be honest in your answers. This is what giving value is all about, and it does more than answer their question. It creates trust between you and your prospect. It creates a space where you are the expert in the field and they come to you when they are ready to pay for your services. So now, what do you do when you get a lead? The next step is to get your client to say yes to your pitch. So what is a pitch? A pitch is a concise and compelling message aimed to potential clients to sell your services. It typically includes an introduction highlighting your expertise and how it aligns with the client needs. It's followed by a clear description of the services that you offer and the value that you provide. A successful pitch focuses on addressing the client's pain points and demonstrating how hiring you can solve their problems or achieve their goals. It's essential to tailor each pitch to a specific client and project, showcasing your unique strengths and understanding the requirements to increase chances of winning the job. Focus on selling the outcome, not the features of your services. People pay for outcomes and transformations, not for features. Make your pitch as conversational as possible. Listen for the needs that your potential client has, and then address those needs and how you can provide value and offer an outcome for them. So this short podcast was just a few ways that you can find your first freelancing clients. Let's go over those one more time. So number one is to ask for referrals from your friends, family, and social media network. Number two was to set up a website or blog and have a portfolio of your work on it. Number three is to send cold emails. And number four was to network. So these are just a few ways you can get started with your freelance business. Make sure you head over to the quiz to see if you are a freelance Felicity, and I will talk to you next time. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Christian Work From Home Mom podcast. I want to invite you to join us in our mentorship program. This is a place where you can get weekly coaching from a certified life coach. The mentorship has a team of coaches who specialize in so many areas. Whether you need help starting or continuing your work from home journey, or you need help with confidence and boundaries, maybe you're struggling to find your calling. We have a team of coaches to help you with all of those areas plus more. This may be exactly what you are looking for. It's like having a one-stop shop for coaching, but at a fraction of the price. We can't wait for you to join us inside. There is a link in the show notes for more details. Finally, don't forget to take your quiz to discover your work-from-home personality. The link is also in the show notes. I will see you in the next episode, but until then, remember Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.